You may or may not know that the United Nations has declared this year the International Year of Forests, and Canada is currently celebrating National Forest Week. Now, here in Ontario, the forest industry has been under pressure in recent years, with mills closing, forest companies moving out of communities. But wood isn't the only business opportunity in the forest. In fact, some people argue the future of the province's forestry sector is based on NTFPs, non-timber forest products. And Gina Mohammed is one of those people. She's a PhD plant scientist, and she's written a book all about the business of non-timber forest products.
And NTFPs, non-timber forest products, and basically these are the other types of products from the forest, products other than industrial timber and pulp. And they would include some things people are quite familiar with already, for example, maple syrup and wild blueberries, wild mushrooms, Christmas trees. So these are some of the more familiar types of NTFPs. But then it's a wide area, and it includes a variety of different types of other products, and that would include health products, shampoos, perfumes, essential oils, environmental products such as natural pesticides and herbicides, landscape products. There's a whole range, hundreds and hundreds of different types of products, because the forest itself is very diverse. So it represents that whole other side of the forest.
And you're not necessarily talking trees per se.
Not necessarily, but not excluding trees either. Whereas our trees, we typically are looking at them as timber sources. There are other uses for the wood that I would class as non-timber products, such as wood used for decorative carvings, burls that are spalted woods that are produced through interesting fungal effects in the wood. So alternative uses of the wood, and they would include extractives, special extractives such as betulin from birch, for example, or sap, which comes from trees as well, be it maple or birch sap, which is also used to make syrup. So trees themselves are certainly sources of many, many NTFPs.
And some of these products are harvested, such as maple sugar, like you mentioned, maple syrup, and wild mushrooms, right?
Absolutely, yes. And there are many, many more that are beginning to be harvested in small ways by small-level companies and entrepreneurs. But certainly the well-known ones are established in the industry in Canada, and there's a good support system, for example, for the maple syrup industry. But there are ones coming online now, such as birch syrup, which is an interesting, different kind of syrup. And that, we now have a few producers in Canada that are developing a birch syrup industry. And the nice thing about some of these other types of products is, for example, in the case of birch syrup, it follows the maple sap season by about a month. So it gives people an opportunity to utilize a wider variety of species across a season.
What are some of the challenges of getting these non-timber forest products into the economy?
Well, part of it is, as in any emerging business area, is a support system for learning techniques, methods, choosing species, marketing. Many of the people that are into NTFPs in some of the lesser developed areas and categories of businesses are finding that there isn't a really good support system, particularly for marketing. We have some developments in Canada, depending on the province. On the East Coast, for example, there is some marketing assistance with a particular directory that they've developed from our Atlantic Woods, it's called. In BC, there is By BC Wild, which is a directory that they produce for their NTFP and wild product businesses. In Ontario, we're still kind of thinking about how to go, so we haven't really kicked off that aspect. So this is one of the key challenges, is marketing. And other challenges would be what would be faced by any business dealing with live plants. For example, how to process them, store them, best techniques to use to get the most out of it, depending on what they're producing, safety and efficacy, health aspects. All these are, there's just the entire spectrum of challenges that you might expect.
How much competition do these industries face from the forest industry? They want the trees.
They do, yes. And in any good management system, I think what we can work towards in Canada is a good balanced system where we have timber and we have non-timber products as well. I don't think it's practical or desirable to say that we want one or the other, but we want both. And there are opportunities for them to work together where non-timber products might be derived within a conventional forest management system for timber and perhaps even assist some of the management activities by removal, say, of weeds, for example, or to help with thinning operations where certain parts and plant materials are taken and used for alternative products. So they can work together, and I think it's we certainly wouldn't want to see them as a competitive type of system. So I think that's something that we need to really work on and develop some good opportunities for cooperation.
What's the most innovative or unique product you came across in your research?
Well, you know, there are hundreds of them that are really interesting, and I tend to have categories that I'm especially impressed with, and because for myself, I'm interested in sort of health products and environmental products. I've seen some potential for natural pesticides, for example, the use of some of our common weed species, such as yarrow or sweet flag, in insect repellent products. The use of, say, dried leaf mulch of oak in slug repellents, grub repellents, and sort of natural pesticide products. Also, too, for natural herbicides, the use of a common weed on many of our forest sites, bracken fern. It produces chemicals that are natural herbicides. So I'm interested in that. And the other aspect is in natural health products and the uses of many of our weedy species and also our more traditional forest species for extracts for natural medicinals. You may not be aware, but at least 25 and perhaps up to 50% of our commercial pharmaceuticals are originally from plants. And so plants, of course, have a history of yielding many important medicines.
That's Dr. Gina Mohammed, author of The Canadian Non-Timber Forest Products Business Companion. We reached her at home in Sault Ste. Marie. If you want to find out more information about Gina and her book, you can go to the website candlenutbooks.com. That's candlenutbooks.com.